Simkov Yud, Nasi Yom Kippur. So we began discussing yesterday, last week, the Shaklatai of the Gemara Masechta Ksubis, which is one of the Makairas to the Din of Kippur. I would like to go a step further and just in the understanding of it, and with that perhaps it'll help us understand the different differences in the cases between Kippur and Parash. And the Mitzvah tomorrow to speak about practical cases that are negated to Kippur and Parash.
Tomorrow?
I would like to do it tomorrow.
Okay.
But as long as I'm prepared, it's telling me, probably not you. Okay. So the Gemara Ksubis and in other places brings the price of Tish Chanuyis Meichem Basa Shchuta, and there's one sword that sells Basa Trefa, and the Pashtus is that which we don't go Basa the Roiv by Kavua is because the meat of the Kavua has a chashivas like the Roiv. That's the Pashtus way of understanding. That the meat, because it's Kavua, has a chashivas like Roiv, and therefore it's like a Roiv and a Roiv, which is like a Mechsa, a Mechsa. And that's the Lashon of the Gemara called Kavua, Ke Mechsa, a Mechsa Dami. It turns into a Mechsa, a Mechsa. It's equal suffix. But if so, so then what does it help when the piece is Pirash from the Kvis? The meat is Kavua. It should still be like a Roiv, which is Mechsa, a Mechsa. In other words, what's changing? What's changing when it's Pirash? My suffix still is. Which store did this come from? It has to do with the store. So the Kaivah Shurim in Oismem, he brings from Chacham Echad and from Chaim that which we say Mechsa Mechsa, that which we say Kol Kvua is Ke Mechsa Mechsa Dami, does not mean that the Mir has a Cheshivis and says if there's no Roiv over here. Except what? It's Gzeres HaKasa. It's Gzeres HaKasa that something, that by something which is a Kvua, we do not go after the Roif. Which means that the din of Kavua, that we don't go back to the Roif, is not totally in the matzav of the muet of the meat of the smaller one. It's totally in what are we dining up? What are we dining up over here? If what we're dining up is Kavua, then we don't go back to the Roif. If what we're dining up is Pirish, then we go back to the Roif. That's where Rav Chaim was. It's a din, not because we're trying to say that the meat now has a chshivas of a roiv, whereas a chshivas makes it into a mechsa, mechsa suffix. No, but the meat, it's that when we're dining up a kavua, then says the Torah, the discussive is that we don't apply the din of hochem acharoiv. I didn't say any other way yet to have to look at it, right? So far, there's one way. Oh, right. Okay, we'll see. Shar Yosha and Shar Dalid. He explains that Mechsa Mechsa Dami means that the meat, which is Kavu, is considered like a Roif. And it's as if there's no Roif over here. That which we say by Parish, we go Basa Roif. That's because we're dining him, it's a Roif, Roif's Dode Maisa. Meaning that this Pirish, this Prisha, where could have it been separated from? From store A, store from store B, from store C. We're not going, but we don't take the amount of pieces that there are in the store in the Chesh. We don't start counting, well, there's 150 pieces and 90 of them are kosher and 10 are not, or something like that. We're going Basa, the Shayesh is saying that over there, we're dining up mitzad roiv's dadin. Meaning like this. When I go and I buy from the store, and I don't know from which store I bought from, so then our suffix is on the store that he bought it from. Is that store that he... It's one thing. Is that store that he bought it from kasha or trefa? So therefore, if in the suffix, there's one store that's trefa, There's one store that's trefa, so it's kavua in its place. So then I can't go basa roiv because it remains like a mechsa mechsa, there's no roiv. But when I find something that was pirish from the store, and I don't know from which store was pirish, so then the suffix is not mesiachas to the store. The suffix is on the maisa prisha. There was a prishas over here. There's a prishas that took place. Was that prisha of het or prisha of isser? So that I say there's five chances that was a preach of Heta, and two chances that was a preach of Isser. So therefore, we done it up of Heta, right? By Chanuyos, when I bought something and I am a subic, where I bought it from. So then the subic is that I bought this from one of the stores. I don't know if the store that I bought it from is kosher or not. So therefore, since the suffix is going, and since in the suffix there's one store that's trefa, which is kufim mukayim, so then I can't go pasarayv, because this is, perhaps I went into the store and I brought it. By pirish, the suffix is that, this was separated from somewhere. How many tzadim is it that it was separated from kasha? Right. It's a mean. But still, so what does that mean? Why is there no chsaron of kvul? Why is there no chsaron of kvul? Still, why isn't there? I'm saying words, but why is there no chsaron of kvul? So you have to say that, you know, why in Kol the Parish are we not running into the same problem? At the end of the day, so this was Pirish from store A or store B or store C. So as soon as you start talking about store C, which is Trefa, so again, there's a Trefa involved. So what changed over here? So you have to say either you have to say because the suffix was created in a way that it's not, we're not referring to any specific, you know, this piece of meat, what's the din of this piece of meat? It was it's not on any specific store or person. This piece of meat that's sitting over here, what is its din? What is its din? Or you have to say a little more than that. You have to say that by kavua the chsarn is that the meat, the, right? What are we saying? That by kavua we consider the meat like a rife. That's only when we're dining up on the stores and we're mistapping which store was a board in the kshera or the trefa. So then we can say that the din kvua causes that there's no raiv over here, and the mi is chasha like raiv. But when we're dining up the maisa precious, so even though we're saying the meat is like a raiv, but the metzias doesn't change. It remains nine possibilities of a precious of kshera and one of trefa. So there's a right kshayrim, so we'll go back to the right. Right, meaning that by kavua the suffix is, you're right, but no, what I was asking was that even by Kol the Parish, the end of the day, the suffix has to do with a kavua. But by Kol kavua, the suffix is set on the kavua, meaning that I went into one of the stores, I bought this piece of meat from one of the stores. Question is, which store did I buy it from? As soon as I have to say which store, then I'm talking about a kavua. And if one of those stores is trefa, that means there's a kavua via trefa, which the din is that we don't go bust the roif, and it's chashiv, and it makes it that it's equal suffix. But by parosh, the suffix is on the maisa precious. This thing was parish. Where was the parish from? So that which I'm referring back to the stores is just to figure out what are the possibilities that the Maisa Precious was from a kosher store, and what are the possibilities that was from a dreifa store. So if I have nine kosher, says nine, I'm not telling the suffix is not on the stores. Suffix is on the pirish. This Maisa Precious has nine tzadim. That was kosher and one that's trade. That I understood.
The way they're explaining it, according to the rabbis understanding, it's not a gzeras kosher.
It's still at the end of the day gzeras kosher. Why? Because in kavua, so what?
Explaining that the difference is about where he had
Suffolk. Just being Magdir. And being Magdir, when are we going to apply this Gezeris HaKasev of Kvua? Mechsa, Mechsa. Right, so we had a Machlekes first. Is it totally Gezeris HaKasev? Or no, does it get into the Gezeris HaKasev? That because it's Kvua, it's Chashev, and therefore I have to view it like a Mechsa, Mechsa. So it's one Nakuta. But now I'm going to explain. So when do we apply this Din of Kvua? Right?
Once it exists, you don't really need to explain like why.
No, I have to, because then we're going to have many cases. I'll give you different cases, and you'll have to. We were discussing this week. We have to figure out is the store that I got my food store is the kvua, or it's a parish? It's parish from the field, and in the field itself, there are different trees. Right, but I'm saying there are different cases.
Yeah, so, but we still can explain it that Gezeres HaKasev is that we are the Naga is the Kavua that
I need first. Hamechta, but I need first figure out when I shtel my suffix, is that a Kavua Dika suffix or a Parsh Dika suffix? So it's very simple. You're right. You walk in the street, you pick up a piece of meat. It's simple. That's Parsh. But there could be other cases which are in between. Is that Parsh or Kavua?
I mean, the universe says that. It's the totally just cause of the government.
Yeah.
I mean, one example of the Gemara was Zvach Hashem Yisarbo. There is no
right.
Store.
That's right. Exactly. So how did you learn Pshat then?
So it's a part of like what you just what.
And you learn Pshat as Pash called the Parish. So Tais is over there.
No.
Tais is over there. Right. Tais is not so sure if it's the regular dinam called the Parish and called Kavua. Because of your question, where's the kavua? And he says, "If I take, so I'll take one animal, bring it down the block. Now it's parsh, right? It's and the chayyim said that this was negated to figure that out. But I'm just trying to bring out so that
I'm saying,
yeah.
The point is, to say it's totally exists because I don't think you need to explain that much."
We have to be magged down. I have to explain it. I need to be magged down.
I have to decide which one it is.
Yeah, I need the exams just tells me a dina, but how do I know when it falls into this category or into this category? Right? I need to give a get to which suffix it is.
So where the getter already explained it, what? Sounds like it's totally exercise.
All I explained was.
What was the two studies? Is Gezeres HaKasev Legamre or?
It's Legamre, right? Well, no, there's a getter to the Gezeres HaKasev.
What does that mean?
The getter is that we machshav the meat like a roiv. And therefore I have a mechsa mechsa. Just like the Rabban said, beria can be batal. Gemara said Bal Chai can be batal. So too Chazal said that a Kavua can be batal. Or the Torah actually, not Chazal. The Torah said Kavua can be batal because it's Choshev. Right? So I'm just pointing out that by call the parish with danning up mitzat roiv efsharius roiv mikrim roiv things that happen. Right? The mashal by that pnuya, we don't know from whom she became this abra from. Right? It's also over there the suffix. So if the suffix is on the vlad, so we're danning up most cases like this. Is it with ksherim? Or is it with psulim? That's what we're trying to down up. Where whatever it may be. Let's say I don't know who the mother is. The mother doesn't exist. Right? So now downing up the tzdadim of it. What are the tzdadim that this vlad is kasha? What's the tzdadim that's not kasha? The Right, so that gets back more to the more over there. The Gemara over there says, Azli Ihi, if she went, the Gabayo Chashukvua. So Taisu says, Duma Azli Ihi, the Gabayo, peers the Seich Besam into their house. Right, this is into their house. Dafil Seich Ihir Le Chashukvua. The Dami Le Nimtse Ben Achanis Le Chashukvua. Chenga betinok mushlach beir lechashuk vua hayov lenimtsa bebayis kach beish begonche shapirash boil me beisoy. The what's called kvua, the bias. Bachanuyois means only if I actually bought it from the store. But if I find it in the street, that's not called kvua. It's in the city, that's not enough. That's not called kvua. So kvua doesn't mean if it's moving or not moving. I think it's on Amud Beis, if I remember correctly. Is it over there or it's on Amud Beis?
What, the Tosis?
Yeah.
And see, that huge Tosis. It starts on Amud Beis.
Yeah. Okay, I have to find a few, but I think is it over here?
I think it's in the middle of Tosas he gets into.
Oh, this one?
Is it Tosas
Chum? Yeah, it's somewhere else, like on top of a page. Is it Chum? Okay, I have to see. It's one of those Tosas where he. So in other words, Kavua, you could have learned Kavua in Parash means, is it Kavua? It's sitting in its place, wherever it is, it's Kavua. Sitting there, or it's moving, it's traveling. That's not kavua. But Taisa is saying no. Kavua is inside the makay, in the house or out of the house, in the store or on the street. On the street.
In the store where?
Let's say I could have said kavua means it's in its place. It's sitting. It's kavua. It's set. It's sitting.
Not moving.
Right. Not moving. The mashav. The person in his house, he's walking back and forth. Is he kavua? And we said she went to his house, to him. Let's say he's pacing back and forth. That doesn't make it not kavua. His house is the makkah, makes it kavua. The house is kavua. Out of his house, he's pirish mi beisai. Even if he's standing in one spot for 4 hours, the piece of meat is sitting in the street for already 3 days, that's not kavua, right? The inyan kavua is that this is the mokim which is miyuchid, miyuad for it. This its place.
Because cases vachim,
the place of a person is in the house. Street is not his private place, not his place. You know what?
The gemara's shavitar of the vachim was it? You're afraid they're gonna move. Right. But not all of them will move. So, I mean, you can have the same makam with also parish and also kavua. Like the chashashua, that if you can move them around, some are still going to stay still.
No, they make zero out. Right?
Meaning what's a, meaning those who will stand. It's not the makam kavua. It's just they're standing.
Okay.
It's not their makam. It's not like a
therefore
the house. So it's not dafka word about like the mukam of the house, it's a word that they're standing. They're still. It's not a word about the place. It's about
maybe that's because there's no kavua over there. There's no bias. Is that the case?
I mean they're in the their cage, whatever.
Okay, I The Maisa, I'd rather discuss this again in Zvachim separately.
Okay.
Because there are a few Mahalchim in that Sugi itself, how to deal with this whole Dimyan to Kavur and all that.
Shouldn't jump.
So maybe we'll get to that. Okay. So that's what Taisa says over here. So it comes out that alright, so that's what Taisa says. Now the Venus Adam says that we do find the kvius, which is totally in the kvius of the person. Like he says the ini kvu husha adam kvu b'makamahu. Klaim sheish the kvius liyos b'makamahu, has the kvius to be over there, and therefore he says the Venus Adam wants to be chadish that it is shayach to have a kvu even in the street. If a person has a kvius to go on this street, he's kvu in that place. Venus Adam is an oischess. Through test.
Homeless?
What?
Homeless.
What you say?
Homeless.
Well, even not homeless. You say even not homeless. He always walks on this street. Not that it has to be that he stands there without moving. And he brings... to say that you have to be standing without moving, that he brings riots, that's not what creates the kavua. The question is from the Gemara. The Gemara over here talks about Tisha Sfardim Sheretz Echa Beini Dei Beizeh Echa Men Noga. It's considered Kvua. Where's the what's specific about this place? Where's the Kvis in this place? And how long? Also, you have to know. So, how long does the person have to be there or go there in order for it to be Chal on him? And then Kvua. Let's say I go into, I rent a place. I go into a hotel. When does that called a kvua? What about a car, a plane that's traveling? So the person's kavua in his place. He's there for 12 hours. But the makom is not kavua over there. Is that called kavua or not?
Shloshim yom is kavua.
It's nearer, right? It's kvius, right? So I'm learning even less in the chesicha, right? So this is a chiddush of the we'll see let's say I find a piece of meat on the floor in the store. It's right. Normally the meat is on the shelf or in the fridge, the freezer. There's a piece of meat lying on the floor in the store. Is that kavua or not? So the Venus Adam wants to say that that's not the makom of the basa. The makom of the basa is not on the floor. Right? If you go basa makom, because Chetshuva brings from Chuvah's Chesam Sefer, because Chetshuva is Dalit, that Nistapka Alaimdim. If it's Dapka that left the house that's considered Pirish, or even in the store on the table is already called Pirish. Fine, we'll take a look at the Chesam Sefer, we'll see how we understand it. Could be according to the Venus Adam on the Shulchan is called Kavua. It's not on the floor. That's not. Now, in the Rambam, there's a Mahalach to learn in the Rambam that Kavua is in the whole city. That the Rambam says, the Azlu in Hula Gaba, the Azlina Basa Reis, Zodafkim Yatsumeh Ha'ir, Mashen Gimbi Ir Atzma, is considered Kavua. This is not like the Rashi and Taisis. The Bach over here, it's above, he brings down, he says, V'yesh l'haldas ba'ad ha-rambam, the Sri'le, the Chosh Ra'ush, and the Sarva be'ir, are niva lo be'ir, have they kavua, even though, av'i sh'alachu l'beisa, d'leikam ha-shkosef teisvis. V'leidami, right, so that's a big chiddush, because then what has the shtem with the sugi of chanuyos. V'leidami l'nim tzeben ha-chanuyos, inami tinek ha-mushlech, which is what teisvis brings. Teisvis brings these two rashis, these two rayas. That nifrash nivdal v'nika v'fnei atzmi v'lechashav kavua, av la boil be'ir any nifrash v'nivdal v'fnei atzmi v'nayid v'seich ir. It's moving around in the city. V'sharan sheyev v'zoyz ha'kviusa v'lechashav roiv. Right. So we have this this machlokes, which I'll give you a mashal where it comes up in in Or Chaim in the last simon in Chaim Gimov the Shin Mem Dalet is Tzivalev says Ha'olach Ba Midbar Ve'ini Yedei Masayhu Shabbos. I don't know when Shabbos. Vim Yesh Le Mimal Esparnes, he has what to support himself. Also Lelas Is Melacha Klal Ashiyich Le Mashi Yesh Le. He's to first finish everything he has, then he can start doing Melacha with a Heter. Says the Magen Ram. So we should say, "Roiv halachacha roiv." Right today, I have a suffix. Is today Shabbos or weekday? Roiv yomim or weekday? So what does the Magen say? What does it say? Mikri kvua. Whoa! How could a zman, a day, be called kvua? It says kvua. What does that mean? There's a case in Reish Sadi Ches Siv Zayin. Hoyoylech chutz lekrach v'ro'or. There's an ochis havdalah. Reish Sadi Ches havdalah. He's walking. Let the eighth paragraph say Eidludvar. Didn't get up there. So over there you're walking out of the city and you see a light. This is Maharsha Pella. So the Gemara says, and it's called Lalacha. And Ruban oyvei kechavim. Ain mevarchem. If right people in that city are either coming, you don't make a bracha. Ve'im Ruben Yisrael, I feel the mechzam mechzam mevarchem alav. Frank the Magen Avraham, Tzach Iyin, the name Kokvu ki mechzam mechzam dami. I have a suffix. Says the Magen Avraham, ve'evsha the zelay mikri kavua. Maybe this is not Kokvua. There are pirish. The same halach we find by Reich HaPesamim. We don't know if it's coming from Pesamim of a Zara, of a bath, or whatever it may be. Say, it's pirish. The smell is pirish. The R is pirish. Meaning that the bracha I'm making on the R that comes from the Eish, I'm not making on the Eish. The Eish is the Mangram. The Eish is Taka Kavua. The Eish is Kavua. I'm not making bracha on the Eish. Making bracha on the R. So even though the H is kavua, but the R that comes from it is parish. So even though I don't know, I don't have an H of Yisrael, but I have an R of Yisrael. So I just learned it recently that I saw it. All the nice Kalim are handling this. In fact, Max Shekel. What's going on up here? But again, this is a. Something to another example to.
That's very similar to the case of the baby who was the Nishlach. And we know the mother was.
Right. So it's sort of ignoring the source. But over there, I think it's better because the Maisa, I found the child. Who is he? Who are you? We're talking to the kid. Who are you? Tell us, are you from. Are you Kasha? Are you Puzzle? Did you come from here, from here, here, here? Over here, sort of, I don't know why, we view the R and the H as one thing, but you're right, that's when you get split, it's nilad from it. You're right, once you think about it, it sounds right. There's also, we're going to find that there are kvud, there are isis kvud, there are abundance. And what the chilik is, just to start a little bit, over there in Zvachim, so the Gemara quotes, the Gemara says, Rav Ashi, I'm a field team, Rabbanan Balechayim, Chashivi v'le b'teli. Right? The one says that even if you're going to say the Rabban Shita over there, the Machlekes over there, Amrav, but Baal Chaim Ashchashivi and then Abato. V'nimshech v'nikram chad minayu. Let us go ahead v'nimshech to pull or to bring one out of clothes from there. V'name called the Parish, Meruba Parish. So what is it? Nimshech havle kvubach kugim echsam echsam el nechbeshinu the night. Rates them on so they'll move around. The name called the parish, move parish. Amar Rava. So Rava says, Gizeh Hashem Yavo Yud Ka'anim Bevasachas V'ikrivu. Right. Am Nehur Merabal Rava El Mehatsa Megis Asira Hashem Hashem Yavo Yud Ka'anim in the basement of the Shavdeh. Okay, so let's just try to understand first, what was the Gemara's Kasha of V'nechveshinu what does the Gemara mean? That let us get them to move around and then it'll be a dinner called the parsh. So there seems to be two mahalchim in the Rishayim. One is that I cause them to move, so then the behemoths leave their kaviyas, and now the mutta from the din of teishachanu is that we go basaroi. Meaning in the beginning, the Gemara asks, "V'nim shechad minayhu, v'nim kol the parish." And that the Gemara answers, "You can't just take one away and it will be called the parish because kvua, right? As it did like lokach, like I went and I bought it from the store. Talach is aser, but v'nichveshinu the naidi, and now will come out that they're mutter. This malach is before over the antaisus during maschum v'nichveshinu. He says, "Ukigoyin." It wasn't in front of us that they were perish from their makom kvua. The e haisa prisha befanenu hayo asurin kiilu locha mimakom kvias. If we would have seen them being perish, that is the same idea as going into the store and taking it out of the store. Chemucha perikam de b'sachim. That's what I said. So it's before that the kvias would remain, and the whole heta of perish min kvias is only because they went away themselves. That's what the Gemara is asking. Pirish b'faneinu, if I go ahead and I take it or I cause it to move, so that is a din of lokach min hakavua. And that the Gemara answers that they'll pirish b'faneinu, and that's taisis and chulim tzadiches amenal. That's it. Okay. And that's what the Shita of Gbetz is also right. V'yishleim l'achikama dininaydenu shloi b'faneinu. That's the Lashon. We should turn our face backwards. Turn your eye away from it. That's where the Shita and the Ran also. The Ran of Chul and Tzadi Heyon base also learns that there are tesis that they remain kavua in its place, and the het is only through a ma'aseh prisha, and he answers up the kasha toises differently by saying v'li nira the choshlei bali yadim imakum kviusa, if it didn't come to you from its kvius av v'sharoi say parish min hakavua medina shara. The bet said even if you did see it leave its mutta, the midarais aloi mikri kavua el b'makum kviusa. El the Chacham Gazru, that when you see it, when you see it being punished from the Kvura, Magzer Hashem Yikach min Kvura. And that's the sugya over there that is in Zvach. It's a Drabandik. Meaning that this din that's before him, Psachim, that when it's pierced in front of us, it's like Lokach, and not like Nimtza, is only after the Maskanah Zagmara of our sugya that the Gazer Hashem Yikach min Kvura. But and right, so that's now the Shita Mekubetz is the Shita Mekubetz is that we just mentioned. Also, he learns it this now. The second mahalach is, I just mentioned the second mahalach, then we'll stop. Second mahalach is that through the kaivesh, through kavishinu, they're going to all spread out, and one's going to go down there, one's going to go down there, one's going to go down there, and they're going to go all different directions. Now they're all over the place. And everyone is far from the other one. So what happened was they were mevatel the kviyas. They were mevatel the kviyas. The kviyas is over with. So Mimela will have a din of halacha acharoi or bitul b'roi. And that's what Rashi's mash. Rashi says, "V'nechbeshinu yichoy b'isam." The haynu ayidei sheyinoydu kulam nisbatul akviz. And now we can go b'asur roi. That's his mash from the Rashi and Tosfos Bayis. The biagra is lash and kufyud oisudain is ma'ayin shachs of katalam hey. But mefarsh the parish kulu. Shekulum nispazru. Rosh mekel yoysa da filu loy nispazru. Al sheneku kulon opirish echmein muta. Fine. Okay, so we can stop here. Mitzvah tomorrow we'll try to continue a little more and get further on. Have a wonderful evening.